At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm just going to keep on dancing. Don't try and stop me. Dance and dance and dance. Because that's what I love. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Pick your day to Outside Lens. How about it? You want to go? Right now, take the word catch. C-A-T-C-H. Catch. Text catch to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a pair of one-day pick your day tickets for Outside Lens. You can pick Friday, starring Doja Cat, Saturday, starring Gracie Abrams, or Hozier on Sunday, and there are so many other bands and fun things to do all day long on any of those days in Golden Gate Park. Text CATCH to our contest line, 20357. You're in the running for the Outside Lands tickets, August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. This hour's code word is CATCH. What's the catch? So, Pete Davidson is going to have a baby. I mean, his girlfriend is going to have a baby.
Yeah.
He has impregnated a human female. Pete Davidson. This will be good for him.
There's something to that. Mm. You do, you know, after spending as much time as you do not trying to get someone pregnant, when it suddenly is the thing you're trying to do, you wonder, I wonder if they work.
Right.
Like, there is a moment.
Maybe where we'll have a few months of practicing this before I have to face facts.
If you're lucky.
It's always the guys that think it's lucky if it doesn't happen for a few months.
I did have some times, though, where I can't remember which time. I think it was the second time where we were really getting after it during certain windows. And there were times where I was like, I don't even know if I can. It's been a lot, you know. And she's like, well, if you can, let's go. You know,
the pressure's on.
Well, bud. I wiggled it and thought some things and went, yeah, all right, it's working. We can do this. You know.
Yeah.
But it took a little more effort than just simply, yeah, that sounds fun.
Right. It's because it's like an on-demand thing.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, when things aren't on-demand, you're just like, oh, yeah, well, I'll do that. That's fine. Because there's nothing attached to it. When there's a potential baby attached to it and you've been doing it constantly. On the 11th day after the start of the period, or whatever the timing is, I forget. And we didn't have, John and I got pregnant the first month with Riley, and I think it was like the third month with Sean. And you guys got pregnant really fast too.
Yep.
Anyway, Pete Davidson's girlfriend's pregnant. So
congratulations.
I knew he had a girlfriend, and he's been very quiet in the press of late because he was like super famous for dating every seriously foxy chick in Hollywood and wherever else. His current girlfriend is Elsie Hewitt. So I Googled her and I'm looking at her Instagram and I'm in love.
She's very pretty.
That's not why. She is a foodie. Elsie Eats is the name of her Instagram account. And it says, hi, I'm Elsie. I love food. And also she says every item of Elsie Eats merch sold equals one meal donation on your behalf to someone in need. And then there's a link to shopping. But there's a boy. Not only does she eat, but she eats in New York a lot. Like I'm looking at pizza and just, oh man, that looks like some kind of omelet with a half an avocado on there.
I just saw a headline this morning, but they called her a supermodel, which I believe is a title that's just worthless now because they put it on everybody. And if she were a supermodel, I would know her name, and I do not.
Yeah.
But she's gorgeous. There's no question.
The thing about a supermodel to me is we first started hearing that term around the time of like Cindy Crawford,
Claudia Schiffer.
Like there were a handful, Elle McPherson, there were a handful
Naomi.
Right. Campbell.
Campbell, yes.
Yeah. There were a handful of women who, like, even Linda Evangelista, like, you would not, you didn't just see them as models. They became like the top tier models, and it became a thing. Like, I don't think that she is a supermodel.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think that title now has lost any kind of
right.
if value.
You're, now, if you're a model, you're a supermodel.
Right.
Like, no, you're working, you're a catalog model, or you're on, you know, Rue La La or whatever.
But really good looking.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
She's fine. Like, I don't actually think that she's like, you know, she's not Bar Raffaele or whatever that lady's name was back in the day, or Kate Moss or anything. But she is pretty, and she looks super fun. Like, that's what I'm getting at here. Like,
talking about Pete Davidson's new baby mama.
Yeah, her name is Elsie. Hold on. She's got a full name somewhere here. Elsie Hewitt. So she posted a few pictures on Instagram on her other account, which is just Elsie. And she says, well, now everyone knows we had sex.
Mm.
Yeah. She's looking pretty supermodel-y in these pictures.
And yeah, she's very pretty.
There's a sonogram shot, so that's fun. And there they are. She doesn't look pregnant at all.
I'm happy for him. I don't find him all that wildly talented, but I know he's been through struggles, and I know he has health challenges,
mm-hmm.
and more than one health challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to see him still, you know, keeping after it and, yeah. you know, doing well.
I think that's it's a human thing to
yes.
wish happiness for someone else, as opposed to a troll thing, which is to just dump on him.
Right. Well,
which I do lean toward. I lean toward troll.
I absolutely,
try to be more human.
If I saw something with him in it, that would not make me press play.
Right.
At all. Like, mm-hmm. I just wouldn't, but I still, good for him. I hope it goes well.
I hope the parenting is perfect and that it doesn't ruin their relationship. So I don't know what either one of them is worth. I assume they have some money, and so maybe they can get some help, because that really does help with remaining something of what you were before the thing all
happened.
Would
have happened. Helped us some,
right.
yes.
Little bit of help. Just a couple hours in the afternoon, say. Just swing by for a couple hours.
I'm going to tell you something, people out there who are thinking about kids.
They ruin everything.
No.
Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
You want family around.
You do.
You want help. And from help, hopefully from people that aren't like, and also some money.
Mm.
Like, if you can get some help from a person that actually loves that kid, man, that's a big difference.
Yep.
Huge.
It is.
All the difference in the world.
It is so true. Like, I never got to, my parents would come out once in a while and they'd babysit and John and I could go out for a night. But if you have somebody who's willing to do that for you, and I'm not even saying you shouldn't pay an aunt or a mother or whatever, like, why not pay them for their time, knowing that they are the person, they'd lay down their life for that kid. Yes, yeah, spin your hands up.
Because I don't have any money. That's why not.
Pay them less than you would pay.
I mean, that's what I'm getting at, is it is a thing. Your money's, you got a yeah. new stress on it, and you've got kids in the kid or more in the picture. Family being around is so helpful. And mm-hmm. We didn't have that.
Even just to fall back on.
Right.
Like, I'm doing 99% of this. Mom, I need some help.
Right.
Sis, I need some help. Whatever it is. But it is true. You trust your family. I mean, unless you have one of those crappy families. People do have that. So, I mean, we did enough bad advices in our day that we know. Pete's girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt, she put up a sonogram.
Breaking news, this just in. Elsie Hewitt is Bono's daughter.
Oh, my God.
Yes, she is.
That is so exciting. Well,
that's
I'm gonna be able to look up a bunch of pictures of her. I wonder what Bono. Oh my God, Bono is a grandfather of Pete Davidson's kid. I wonder if Bono will come and help out. Get out of here! I got you. Off you go. Have a good time.
This timeline is hilarious. You know, Pete still lived at home until like 2021. He like in his mom's basement.
But
in
him
New
and
York.
His mom are super close.
Yeah,
apparently.
So I bet she'll be there for him. I bet she's excited. And right. Pete famously lost his dad in 9/11.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's had challenges, a lot of them.
Yeah, he was really young too.
Nervous.
Was he like a 5-year-old or
right.
something?
Right, so he grew up without a dad. So I bet he's very nervous and we're all sending him good vibes.
Yes. Only good vibes.
Do you guys want to guess his net worth for a point?
I'll guess.
Because I'm doing the game today.
Mm. I'll say $16 million.
Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
I'm going to say $5 million.
Ding, ding, four.
Oh, Pete Davidson's worth $4 million.
He has a couple big commercials. Taco Bell and Verizon, I think, are them. And I know those pay. Like, so he's doing okay. But I don't think any of his other stuff, even the SNL, he wasn't getting paid bank.
Yeah,
to
I don't
do
think
that.
He make bank at SNL. And he had a couple movies, but they were smaller. And he think had, they were like he independent.
Had a, I want to say he had a series on Netflix or maybe even on regular broadcast TV. It was called like Dingus or something.
Bupkis.
Something like that.
Oh, I don't even know that.
Yeah. I would think I'm very surprised to hear $4 million. But I would have been more surprised to hear 20.
But
yeah.
Now he's got U2 money. So
what is Elsie Hewitt's net worth?
Oh,
let's find that out.
Thank you, 415, for the Elsie Hewitt is one of Bono's daughters. Thank you.
I feel like it's kind of hard to say because if she this says a million.
Oh.
But if she obviously
so that's no supermodel money. Come on.
I mean, I've never heard of her, honestly.
I hadn't either.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
She's pretty.
Of course. Pete knows how to pick them. He's a serial monogamist. He's dated the hottest women in the country.
He has. He definitely has. He keeps getting what my jaw keeps falling lower. Like, are you serious?
What a time when he and Kim Kardashian were dating. I wish I was on the show to gush about it. So fun.
It was fun. It was really odd, but awesome. I liked it. I liked that too. And actually, Kate Beckinsale was. I love her. And that was really brief.
A long time ago, he dated Larry David's daughter, Cassie David.
Actually, they were together quite a long time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Ariana Grande.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm trying to confirm this Elsie Hewitt info. I got it from the text, but is Bono her dad?
I believe it immediately. Hewitt is his last name, right? What's his real name? Paul Hewitt or something like that.
Really?
Something like that.
I don't know if this is true.
Yeah, I'm not seeing his name come up the way it should.
His daughter is Eve Hewson, not Elsie Hewitt.
Is Elsie Hewitt Bono's daughter?
Vinny, I just took a training about how we're not supposed to spread misinformation from the text.
No, Elsie Hewitt is not Bono's daughter. That was with text from somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't know. No, Elsie Hewitt is not Bono's daughter. Well, okay, so they got $4 million.
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's more millions than most people have.
Sure. Plus, you know, they'll probably do more things in their life.
Totally. If he does another stand-up special with Netflix, those pay really well.
Yeah. Eve Hewson. That's the top.
Elsie Hewitt, Eve Hewson. Why?
Maybe it's Pete's next girlfriend.
Oh. Now that he's knocked this one up, he's on to the next. So they're saying here that Elsie is also an actress, and she's an influencer. So when they say supermodel, what they mean is she's a Instagram influencer.
You know what?
She has a million Instagram followers.
This is the first time it's happened. My daughter said, as we were talking about some things, that she's going to be an influencer and use that to launch her acting career. And I said, okay, great.
It does appear that you do need to do that to launch any kind of career.
I see that she sees that. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if she's going to have the staying power to continue to stare into a camera and have raps about different things all day,
Mason.
Every day.
Mason's got that down. She should subscribe to that account.
Right. Mm. But so we'll see. But that is known now that people can get into other careers through.
Well, and they almost have to have that Instagram or, you know, whatever social media following. Like that is, it's like the lady who, I can't even remember what actress it was who was saying, I lost out on a part because I didn't have 300 million followers.
I think it was a Fanning.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out the lady that got the job is the most followed person on the internet.
Yeah,
entirely.
We're talking about, this is the rumor that it's Selena Gomez who mm-hmm. got the part on Only Murders in the Building.
Because she had the free advertising on the internet.
And while that show is great and does feature two of my all-time favorites, Martin Short and Steve Martin, she does post about it. And a whole bunch of people know about that show only because of her.
Mm-hmm.
Like that show is probably 10 times bigger than it ever would have been, even though it's great.
100%. It's so successful. But can I say something? I don't know what she's doing on that show. What? I mean, this is what physically.
I'm going to tell you what she's doing. You guys should stop talking like that. No, that's not how we do stuff. I'm going to go investigate.
Animation is not her thing.
No, animation, lip movement, and whatever outfits she's wearing. Because the outfits are, I'm like, why would you wear that? Did someone put you in that and then you just like skipped a mirror? Like that doesn't, okay, but that's me being a troll. That's bad.
Right.
That's not human.
And I said it was something crazy that I was going to say. And she, the outfits are very cool and interesting. They're not flattering whatsoever.
No.
Like they're actually make her look as large as possible, which is fine. That's cool. That's in. It's just surprising. And, but I used to watch her on Disney Channel.
It's surprising. I mean, it's something different.
Let's cover all the tracks. Okay. We're not mean.
I used to watch her on the Disney Channel on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Being really nice is not all that interesting. Having an opinion and just like stating it is that's a little bit better. But
well, I said, I don't know what she's doing.
Right.
She doesn't open her mouth.
She never opens her mouth. She just,
and it's so
she
nasal.
Always looks so
you guys
irritated.
Are so crazy.
Well, everyone follows her for some reason. So you guys tell me when you find out why they're all following her.
The investigation is underway.
I have a theory and it's bots. There's no way she should have that many followers. It doesn't make any sense. And the aggression of her fandom also doesn't make any sense. And I think that's bots too. Like if anyone says anything negative about Selena Gomez on the internet, immediately there's thousands of comments tearing them down. So I better watch out. But I think there is somebody, I don't know if it's in her camp or just a crazy fan who has created all of these fake accounts to follow her and act as her army.
Well, they do say that a lot of people with hundreds of millions and millions of fans that like you can buy that from like some follower farm in India.
Yeah, because it's not even really possible to research people's followers because once it gets to a certain number, it kind of crashes if you try and go and like scroll through it. So I don't think
You
can't load them all and you can't do a deep dive on like who are the people who are following it other than if you're Instagram. So I'm suspicious.
That's very fishy. Yeah, her acting's not amazing, but she does seem like a very nice person.
Have you ever seen Spring Breakers?
No.
Oh my gosh. I should pick it from Bob's Movie.
Please don't.
Club.
Please pick something good next
time.
I'm begging you.
It's so funny.
Anyway, I don't know how we got here, but Pete Davidson is pregnant. I do know how we got here. Moving on. Stranger Things. There's a new Stranger Things trailer. I watched it and got so super excited about it. I'm super happy. They are really embracing like the 80s classic rock thing. They're using Deep Purple's Child in Time which I didn't know. I wouldn't have been able to pick that song out of a lineup, but it's, you know.
I don't know it. And I'm familiar with a lot of rock music.
Right. So it's just a song and it's mostly guitar and there's some like, happening. Oh, here's a little.
So this is the trailer.
The kids have grown up like you wouldn't believe. They all look great. It's incredibly exciting. This is
this November.
Yep. So this is the song, by the way. Deep Purple's Child in Time. Okay, you can turn
down. How did you know it?
It was in the story that they used Deep Purple. Because they're talking about how, like, you know, Master of Puppets from Metallica was cranked out. Eddie Munson's playing that.
Uh-huh.
In the Upside Down. That was in Stranger Things 4, which, by the way, Stranger Things 4 was the best season. But I don't want that to take away anything from Stranger Things first season. The other two seasons also good and further the story. But Stranger Things 4 was one of the most perfectly executed, especially the finale. Like the way they wove all of the plot lines together was absolutely incredible. They also talk about here, Max's scene, Sadie Sink. She plays Max on the show. The running up that hill, she had to have the Kate Bush song. Mm-hmm. That she shot that song. We were playing it here. Like everyone was playing it again. And now another badass musical moment, they call it, courtesy of the season 5 trailer, which I put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. They're calling it a Deep Purple classic, Child in Time. I don't recognize it. You don't have to know the song. And they're also using Terminator star Linda Hamilton. You can she's in this.
Oh, good.
And she looks like she's getting to business. Like it looks like she's part of some kind of like SWAT team or.
Oh, she's been in the weight room.
Yes.
Okay.
So season five, this is the show's final season, hits Netflix in three parts. It's not too drawn out, but part one, however many episodes, drop on Thanksgiving Day. Part two drops on Christmas Day, and the final episodes drop on New Year's Eve. So they're really trying to take a chunk out of your holiday viewing. Maybe they're hoping families will watch it together.
It's a family thing.
Yeah. And it kind of is because we watched the first season with my kids. And now we always all text about it. And like whenever the next season's on, we're all talking about it. And the kids have grown up quite a bit. And I wanted to mention that over at HBO, the Harry Potter production has built a school for the child actors. They say, look, we're going to be employing these kids for the next 8 to 10 years if all goes well, all goes according to plan. And it's not just them. There's like 150 kids who are going to have semi-regular appearances on this because they're all going to a school. So they're actually setting up a Hogwarts.
Talk so about hitting the freaking lottery, man.
No doubt. Right. This 10-year-old, his life is set. So they built an actual school for all the child actors to go to so that they will be covered from a schoolwork perspective. And I thought to myself, if Stranger Things had known that they were going to be this successful, I wonder if now this will be the thing. If you know you're employing young actors and actresses and you feel like the show has legs, maybe there'll be some school set up for it. Because I know they would often have on-set tutors, but when you got this many kids, like the Harry Potter has a huge cast of kids, but maybe that's the way to do it.
What a fun experience as a kid. Ugh, that right? sounds amazing.
You basically did go to school in Hogwarts with all these kids.
Oh, you're hitting the lottery big time.
Oh my God.
You're
right?
coming out of that, and now the real world is in front of you, which you don't know anything about, but you also are loaded with millions of dollars in your backpack.
So you can find it. You pay someone to find out
for you. It's all filled up with money back there.
Here, let me just pull out a couple hundred. Oh, there you go. What does this cost? $100? Thanks for the Snickers. Great.
Man, what a life.
Mm. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Oh, so much stuff, including a love triangle, which involves brass knuckles, a pink camouflage handgun, and a pregnancy, and more after these.
Oh.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It's a cruel, cruel summer. Bananarama. Good vibes and variety.
You're a good picker.
I didn't pick that. That's Janie. It's Jane.
I love it.
That's a good pick. You know, isn't there a Taylor Swift song called Cruel Summer?
There is.
You think she could have screwed that up? Put in Bananarama instead of Taylor Swift? Or is she just like, you know what? It is a cruel summer. It's a cruel summer.
I don't think that sounded out of place at all.
No, me either. I love that song. Do you know that song?
No, I'd never heard it before.
Oh, it's like an 80s, like that was an MTV staple.
Hand in hand, in my opinion, with Bananarama is Thompson Twins.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
To me, those are kind of like, they're alternative, but not really. They're pretty poppy.
Yeah.
But maybe because they wear kooky clothes or something.
Yeah.
Makes them alternative.
That was like one of the funnest things about MTV was everybody was just like getting a look.
Right.
Going. They had to have a thing going on.
What was that? Thompson Twins is Hold My Hand? Hold ya? No.
Is that Howard Jones?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
What matters
cruel summer,
is it's
just
summer
played on Alice.
And it's a cruel one, and it's Bananarama. Good vibes of variety. Alice 97.3. You're listening to the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Watch video clips from our morning show on our YouTube channel. Yeah, we've got one of those. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh, you love them.
I do love
them.
You're
clutching your pearls even as we speak.
I really do love them. Time's ticking at Frontier Ford. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit expires soon. And they've got a massive Mustang Mach-E lineup. I'm driving the Mach-E. I drive it from Santa Cruz, California to San Francisco and back daily.
One charge.
You're going to love this car. It's totally worth a look, especially if you're looking to go electric. Mm-hmm. So check them out. Frontier Ford. They've got more than 60 in stock and they're ready to go. Don't wait. Lock in that $7,500. Go electric today at Frontier Ford or 24/7 at frontierford.com. That's frontierford.com. All right, here's what's happening. Man, where is Country Road when you need him?
Oh, Maddie?
A woman in West Virginia was attacked by three people in an altercation related to a love triangle.
Oh, this is the one I was waiting for.
The weapons involved include a pink camouflage handgun and red brass knuckles with a knife attached to it.
Oh, my God. It gets worse than brass knuckles? Now yeah. It's got a knife?
Yep.
Who do you think you are? Wolverine?
And again, where's Maddie when you need him?
I know.
Finally, a story, you know, crosses our path with West Virginia.
It's everything he likes.
Dateline. Moundsville, West Virginia.
Moundsville. Those lady, lovely lady humps.
Moundsville police say they received a report that a woman was allegedly threatened with bodily injury by three people because she was in a triangle with one of the girls' boyfriends. The attackers, one of them is dating a guy, and the girl they attacked is also dating the guy.
Okay.
So they're like, you stop dating the guy. And she's like laying there going, I'm just sleeping.
Please don't kill. Oh, she's in bed when this happens. They invade her room, these three people, who's the other person?
They say here that, there's a list of names, but if I give them to you, it'll get too confusing. Okay, Moundsville police.
Moundsville. It's like Pound Town, but
you know what? Here's
moundy.
The thing that's funny is are guys that hard to come by, you guys? Really? Are they?
The good ones, yeah.
So this is a good one.
It must be.
Doing both of these girls.
She's like, he's good enough for her. He's got to be good enough for me.
The victim was awoken at 1:30 in the morning after having the sheets ripped off her. By one of the girls dating the guy, and was ordered out to the living room where they threatened her.
Break up with him or else.
He's got a gun.
Right.
He's got a gun.
The victim was then questioned about this one guy and told not to lie or you'll get your frontal knocked in. This is when the red brass knuckles came into play.
Your frontal?
I assume that means they have info about her having a partial of some kind.
Oh.
You know how people get
dentures or something.
Or a click in.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're saying this chick's got fake teeth.
I'm saying they said you'll get your frontal knocked in, and I'm assuming
maybe they mean her frontal lobe. Maybe they're scientists, and they're about to punch her in the forehead. Could that be it? I mean, we're talking West Virginia here, after all, in Moundsville.
Fighting over some dude.
Yeah, I bet he's a real winner.
Well,
was he there? Is it him and the girlfriend, or is it?
I believe.
He's all standing behind her going, sorry, baby.
I believe that's our guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's horrible looking.
He is so foxy. He does look like a guy who got drunk and fell off of the Bachelor in Paradise Beach.
Yeah.
He's all, what? Whose mom did I meet? My mom. Okay.
Anyway, maybe when Maddie is back and we're all back together, he can talk to us and school us on Moundsville.
Yeah. Save this story. I know it's 2 weeks from now when we get back.
I'm going to.
Yeah. I really feel like this is an important piece for Maddie to comment on and let us know what the hell's going on in Moundsville.
Right.
Oh, what are there only three guys and 400 women?
Are men really that hard to come by? Like guys want. I mean, not gay guys, obviously. They want other guys.
Yeah.
And lucky for them.
A lot of the guys, though, you know.
With guys, you just go, hey, guy. And the guy goes, yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah. John says you can't touch guys. He goes, he was like, don't put your hand on his arm. Like, don't laugh at his joke and push him in the shoulder.
What else does John say?
He says, guys will do anything, buddy. He says it's smoother than that, though. Don't worry, Sarah. Guys will bone anyone. Anything, I think, is what he said.
Well,
made me feel really special.
Well, was in a moment when you were getting ready to go to an event and you just put on an outfit.
How does this look? don't worry, Sarah. Guys will bone anything.
I think maybe the proper response besides a middle finger would have been, I also would like the women of our audience to appreciate this outfit.
That's who I'm dressing for, just so we're clear.
If you don't mind, can you just tell me if I look okay or if I've squozen into something too tight?
Exactly.
What do you have to say about that, wise guy?
Yeah. Well, I can't really speak from that perspective because I'm a dude and I would bone anything.
Anyone will do you. So don't worry. You're going to be fine.
It's good.
It's National Tattoo Day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You going to get a tattoo today?
No. No, I'm not.
You still have some prime real estate available.
I'm going to try and catch a quick surf and then I have to be at the dentist.
Oh, what fun.
I'm going to get my teeth cleaned and then I'm going to take my daughters to get some shorts. I have a very busy day ahead.
That sounds really fun, though.
It's a full day.
Where did you say you were going to get shorts? Or just the mall in general.
I'm
going
to probably take them to the mall because I've taken them to surf shops and stuff, and they're like,
this doesn't seem to be the kind of thing we want to wear, Dad. Dad took us clothes shopping at his store.
Were you there?
I feel like I was. You know, in spirit, I'm always with you.
This doesn't fit. It looks fine. Let's get it. My wife goes, you really need to not. All right, we'll go.
And
to
yet,
the,
here you are going again.
We're
going
to go to the mall, though, this time. Not a surf shop. We're going to the mall. I'll see you. Valley Fair, we'll see you this afternoon.
When I was in high school, I had to take a swim class, and so I had to get a one-piece bathing suit. And I happened to be with my dad that week. No. Oh, so he took me to a store and I tried on two almost identical bathing suits, except one was a lot more expensive and a much thicker material. And the other one was much plainer and thinner.
Cheaper. Right.
And the difference between the two was that one, the cheaper one, my nipples showed. But I couldn't say this to my father, who was born during the Great Depression. So what did I do? I wore a bathing suit and swim class that showed my nipples.
Did you have to get like little pasties to put over? Did they have the nipple covers? You
I just fooled with it.
The hell with it. I'm going to do it.
What is your dad's name?
Tom.
Hey, Tom,
that is epic.
So what do you mean Tom. He was born in the Great Depression?
Like he was a depression baby.
Oh.
That's what my mom always says anyway.
Oh, he's an older guy. Or
yeah, he's almost, he turns 80 this year.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
We've talked about that.
We have talked about
that. He's me.
Yeah, yeah. You're a depression baby, Vin.
No.
Practically,
no, but same exact situation.
Had a kid very, very late in life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Tom, that is epic. Well, we're getting the cheap one for sure. So
why would we get the one that's twice the price? I said,
we'll make more money waiting tables at the pool when everyone can see your nipples. Let's just do this. Come on. Money to be earned.
At an age when that stuff is just fire on every, from every angle. From yours, where you're like, everyone is staring at me. From the boys, we're all staring at her.
We love her. Bob is the best.
The absolute best. Anyway, it's National Tattoo Day. There's a Google Trends map of the most searched tattoo designs in every state over the past 12 months.
Oh, all right.
It's limited to basics. There's names, hearts, crosses, flowers, roses.
Oh, flowers and roses each get their own category.
I guess so.
One of the things, a staple.
The internet is ranking the worst tattoo trends ever.
Oh, okay.
And this is one I agree with. And I'll tell you, I understand. Once you've got a tattoo, you have a tattoo. I'm not trying to cap on your tattoo. If you love it, if it makes you happy, I don't, you know.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. What's the
worst
kind?
It's at the top of the list here too, so I didn't do this, but it's super long quotes. And you see this on different people where they've got the entire story written down their rib cage or their whole arm. You have to read their arm. Yeah. In order to get, again, I don't want to make you feel bad about what you went and did, but
get believe across your forehead and just like leave it at that. That's, I don't need your Bible verse or.
I understand it can mean a lot to you, but like use the first couple words, use the title of it. That, like, just that.
I just want to skim it. I don't want to read the whole thing.
Yeah, it'll leave you with a little mystery. Someone will be like, what does that mean? And then you have something to talk. What is that? Oh, this is my favorite Bible verse, but it's not the whole verse. Right.
And this is my favorite Rush lyric and not the entire Farewell to Kings.
Just put Red Barchetta, not all the lyrics. You know what I mean?
I do.
Bows on your calves or thighs.
Bows.
This is supposed to look like you've got thigh-high pantyhose with a little...
I see, like a garter-looking kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. A barbed wire band, which should have ended with
Pam Anderson.
And never been done again.
Mm. What's the list called?
This is the worst tattoo trends ever. What manual do-it-yourself stick and poke tattoos.
Oh yeah, those are no good.
I don't mind that. I actually
they're cute.
I'm the guy I just met the other day, who gave me that picture he drew for me. He goes, "Oh my God, your tattoos are." We were talking about tattoos as I was changing, and he had some, and I was like, "Oh, you know what about?" And he said, "I did this one myself, and it was amazing." And
where was it?
It was on his tummy.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh my God, you just sat there. And he goes, yeah, I took my time.
Is he a tattoo guy?
Well, he has a lot of tattoos, but I don't know if
he have like the right, did he do it with a little pin?
It
and
looked
some
great.
Ink?
Yeah, no, I think he had a gun. It looked great. He really did a tattoo on himself. I was like, wow. Okay. Mm. Chinese characters are on the list of the worst tattoo trends.
I always think those look good.
I think they look good. I think that a lot of people don't know what they got. They hope they got something that means hope.
Or peace.
Right. And or then, love.
What it really says is, this person's stupid.
A dinner order or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Where you're like, what did I do?
Shrimp. Pork bun. Or whatever.
Pork bun? What?
Well, that's what your butt looked like when... It's like, oh, that's a pork bun looking butt if I ever saw one. Let me put that in.
And tramp stamps are on the list.
See, I'm sorry about the tramp stamp because I actually think that it does look pretty cool. Although I did see one. This was years. I think this is maybe either you had just gotten back or no, this was a friend of Hooman's he brought in and she had gotten, oh, no, you didn't. In like oldie English script with sort of wild flowers going around, like right over her belt line. And I did think to myself, oh, no, you didn't. Like, that was, like, I like a little scrolly thing on the tramp stamp area. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any tattoos. So
right.
And I'm definitely not going to get a tramp stamp now because they definitely have a bad name. Definitely.
You don't. You'll get the first needle prick and be done.
I know.
So don't bother.
I think about it though. I would like to, I actually wanted to get like a little ribbon that had like my kids' names on it or, you know, something that would be meaningful to me.
Use a Sharpie.
Yeah. What's the point? Just off.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Stop it.
Fast facts.
You don't even have to ask.
The average dog creates 274 pounds of poop a year.
That tracks.
Kate Upton's great-grandfather invented the washing machine.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Upton, or whatever your name was. I try to be appreciative of the household appliances that make my life better.
Why does the washing machine and the dishwasher take so long, though? Like, because you ever watch a dish by hand, it takes like 5 seconds.
You know,
what's happening in there?
It's, no one knows. It's a mystery. It goes very slowly. Piece by piece.
I don't know where I heard the ad. I want to say it was on TV, but it was a lady talking about how if you use your dishwasher as a drying rack, and I went, oh my God, you could use your dishwasher as a drying rack. Like, you know how you wash by hand and then you could, if it's broken or whatever, and you haven't had it repaired yet, you could use that as a drying rack. And so that, you know, you talk about the how long it takes. You could get through these dishes in, you know, what, 10 minutes the most?
You're saying wash the dishes, put them in, and just let them drip dry there
as opposed to being on your countertop.
Oh, I thought you meant like, you know, dry your underwear and stuff in there.
No, what?
Bra. I don't know. Like whatever you would hang on a dryer.
I don't have a bra. Don't.
I'm not going to. Why would you need one? You don't. That's the answer to the question.
You really want to go on to vacation in a fight, don't you?
No.
What you're after.
I'm not trying to. I just honestly. I know. You just make it so easy. Thank you for how easy you make it to pick on you. You would never go into a vacation in a fight with me.
By the way, a video was made yesterday of you giving me and my mustache trouble. I don't know why.
Oh, there was a video of that?
Yeah, I went out and I was seeing
it. You know
it
why it's a video of me doing that? Because there wasn't a camera on Bob. What? I feel like I'm getting the bad rap for me and Bob. Like, we locked eyes over you swiping your mustache.
Oh, we're constantly speaking to each other in silence.
Girls do that.
I love the quote from Bob earlier this week. Can we talk about the hairy elephant in the room?
Furry. Furry elephant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she'll get used to it, Vinny. I have. Over the years, it's always something.
It'll go away. Don't worry. I can't stand facial hair. It never lasts. Don't
worry. Why do you do it then? Your wife also can't stand
it. Because for a minute, I mix it up and I get a little change of look and then I go, I hate it. It's like it feels like there's a uniform chunk of something on my face.
Is
I don't know.
Is it possible that you grow it just so she'd be so psyched that it's gone that she'll let you do stuff to her?
Well, I have to believe as we hit 16 years tomorrow, that even with this handsome mustache, I'm going to get it, right? I mean, aren't I? Oh, boy.
Susan and I's anniversary is tomorrow also.
What?
Oh, my God.
9 years.
Nine?
Yeah.
We got crazy. 16, kid.
Heck this yeah.
So this is Vinny's first, the anniversary of your first date. 2009, there
That's
it is.
That's what ours is, too.
Did you put it into your calendar or something? Because you acted like you'd never heard of this when I told you this last week. Remember, because the first day I ever met you in 1996 came up?
Which yeah, I remember that part.
July 12th. And then I told you about your first day, and you're like, how do you have that?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's weird that you have my anniversary in your calendar.
I'm keeping track of things
Not
for
to
you.
Mention, well, that's nice of you, but I mean, considering most of the stuff that you have is just polluted with nonsense.
There's actually two entries for your
Yeah,
thing.
I'm sure there are.
Vinny's first. A bunch of.
Right.
I just gave up on it. I feel like once I close the program, I don't have to think about it anymore.
Most dishwashers, says 707, have a 1 hour setting instead of the 3 to 4 hour setting.
But still, an hour seems ridiculous.
It does. I agree with you.
I know.
I use that when they're not that dirty, you know, when I've pretty much pre-cleaned them all.
Yeah. It doesn't dry as well, though. I find that half of the time is spent with, you know, drying them, like the machine itself. But they come out all drippy and I'm like, so I guess I'll just leave them in here.
I turned off my heated dry feature because I do have some plastic Tupperware. I'm working on phasing it out, but I feel like that's not good.
Yeah, well, it could melt it. You're right. Or release all the like toxic plastic stuff.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
It's bad to speed in England, especially if you're in Harry Potter.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.